This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky touted Ukraine's steady advances against Russian forces Saturday and derided Western criticism of Ukraine's grinding counteroffensive. On the Telegram messaging app, Zelensky wrote, "Ukrainian forces are moving forward despite everything and no matter what anyone says. We are advancing, and that's the most important thing. We are on the move." Zelensky's comments come amid U.S. concerns about the slow pace of the operation and Western reports questioning Ukrainian strategy in the three-month counteroffensive. Ukrainian forces have retaken about a dozen villages, but no major settlements. Their advances are being impeded by a myriad of Russian minefields and subsequent defensive lines. U.S. President Joe Biden got a firsthand look Saturday at Hurricane Idalia's impact across a wide swath of northern Florida before he set out on a walking tour of the city of Live Oak, which is recovering from the storm. At a briefing at a local elementary school, Biden promised the federal government through the Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA, would be there for the people of the state. Multiple recent federal disasters, from tropical storms to wildfires in Hawaii, have put a strain on the U.S. Disaster Relief Fund. FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell, who is traveling with the president Saturday, told reporters the status of the fund is of concern.
We have been watching the health of the Disaster Relief Fund very closely, and we anticipated at the current spending prior to this storm that we would run into a deficit in September sometime. That's why I directed immediate needs funding on Monday. We're already seeing the benefit of that as the draw on the Disaster Relief Fund has slowed significantly.
Meanwhile, the number of people on the official list of those missing from the Maui wildfire last month stands at 385, nearly unchanged from a week earlier. In a news release Friday, the Maui Police Department and the Federal Bureau of Investigation said 245 people on the list of 388 made the public were located and removed from the list. This is VOA News. Pope Francis has started his visit to Mongolia Saturday by praising the country's religious freedom dating back to Genghis Khan. Associated Press correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
The Pope was greeted by an illustrious ceremony of honor guards and cavalry in the capital's main square. Francis's arrival in Mongolia marks the first ever papal visit to the Asian nation, which is home to one of the world's newest and smallest Catholic communities. At the presidential palace, he praised Mongolia's tradition of religious liberty. Later in the day, Francis met with bishops and missionaries at St. Peter and Paul Cathedral in the capital. He arrived to cheers of Viva al Papa. Inside, the Pope thanked all those devoting their lives to Catholicism. Thank you for your lives poured out for the gospel. Persevere constant in prayer and creative in charity. I'm Karen Chamas.
For the 35th consecutive week, tens of thousands of Israelis took to the streets of Tel Aviv Saturday to protest against President Benjamin Netanyahu's planned judicial overhaul legislation. Drone footage from the Reuters News Service television shows a sea of Israeli flags surrounding other protesters carrying huge banners in the streets of Tel Aviv. The government's plan has sown divisions among the Israeli public and even within the military, which is long viewed as an apolitical melting pot for the otherwise fractious society. Supporters of the legislation argue it reinstates balance to the government branches, while critics say it removes checks and balances on government powers. Protester Nirit Perry told Reuters she sees the judicial overhaul as a threat to democracy.
I'm here to tell everyone how scared I am that Israel will come a dictatorship instead of democracy. I was born here, I love this country, and I'm really afraid that the changes they want to do will destroy the country.
Former U.N. Ambassador Bill Richardson, who is also a governor of New Mexico, has died at the age of 75. Associated Press correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The Richardson Center for Global Engagement says 75-year-old Bill Richardson died in his sleep at his home in Chatham, Massachusetts. Richardson was regarded around the world as an ambassador and negotiator, recently involved in the release of Brittany Griner from Russia. He described himself as the informal undersecretary for thugs, and he wasn't afraid to criticize presidents like Donald Trump's fire and fury policy on North Korea in 2017.
I thought the president's remarks were not on target, were unfortunate, but they're done.
His office says the world has lost a champion for those held unjustly abroad. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.